Hello, grandkids, and welcome to Stunt Granny Audio Presents OPA number 159. This is Kevin DeFrango. Sitting beside me is Ken Phillips. Maybe we should start Skyping this?
Hello, hello. Well, no, I think as long as we can keep our, you know, total podcast population, if you will, to like under 250 people, I think we can technically get in, you know, not violate the law with this podcast, Kevin.
Yeah, we do not have 250 people in our studio audience.
No, it's true. There might be two people if they can hear us upstairs, but probably not. So, yeah, we should be good here. It's been a wild week, Kevin.
Was not ever expecting in my podcasting career, I suppose, at this point, since I've been doing it for 10 years, something of a career, that I would take out the time to talk about a disease nonstop. Like, it's impossible to get around. Like, it's like, it has really taken over. Like, sports are canceled. Like, all sports right now have taken the step. They're like, this shit is crazy. We need to shut down. And, you know, that's... Anytime people start giving up money, that's when you know shit's real.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, people do not forego that level of money just because. Like, there's a real problem that's going on here.
Yeah, I mean, the list of things that have been canceled, you know, since our last episode where we talked about the Arnold Classic here in town being, you know, severely cut back.
Yeah, that just seemed like the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, people, I feel like people kind of gave that a hard time, but it just was the harbinger of things to come.
Right.
So, yeah, it went from, curiosity to, you know, where the match hit the hay, I guess.
Yeah. It was a really quick thing. I remember yesterday looking and seeing that they were planning on playing the NHL games in an empty arena.
Yeah, tonight, and that's the other funny thing. We would not be doing a podcast tonight if it were not for the fact that they were first announced the Penguins Blue Jackets game tonight as no attendance, but they were still going to play it. Now they said, nope, because I wasn't surprised. One guy in the NBA tested positive, and then he played in Washington, D.C., and then there were four teams that came in to play the Capitals within the time frame that the Utah Jazz player was in there.
Did you see that player for the NBA was joking around and, like, touching on the microphones?
Yes, we don't have his name pulled up. It was Rudy Gobert or something of that nature.
It's a very unfortunate joke to have made, as things turned out. That joke aged poorly, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
He did apologize, according to a headline I read today.
Yeah, I think that's for the best.
That's one where you say, oops, my bad.
Yeah, you just gotta head that one off at the pass very quickly.
Yeah. And not do anything that dumb again.
But yeah, I mean, just, you know, he didn't even necessarily need to do that, though, in particular, to get other players that used the locker room sick. You know, that just might have been kind of part and parcel to things.
Right.
But it is also crazy that sometimes it's just today at the gym, I definitely saw people cleaning the machines and the equipment more than they would have in the past. I'm not saying that they weren't doing it ever, because I do feel like people clean stuff there. But, and it was confirmed, I kind of know one of the guys that works sanitation there, because I mean, they're open 24/7. Yeah. They're open all day, so they've got to have like staff all the time. but he's been there a while, and he said that he's picking up more trash because people are cleaning more.
Like paper towels?
They have moist towelettes that you can pull out, like antibacterial pads.
Oh, okay.
And they've also put tissues on top of all. Because, like, all winter I wanted to bitch that I could only find, like, one thing of Kleenex around there. But now there's a box of Kleenex on every... Because they have a lot of wipe dispensers. I feel like they have an adequate amount of those for, like, the size of the gym. You know what I mean? But they only put, like, a box of Kleenex on, like, one of them. And there's, like, a dozen or so within the facility.
So now you think they're kind of stepping things up?
Yeah, they've definitely stepped things up in the, hey, let's make sure that things are clean. And I mean, I can't look at my email. Like, it's just like, we're doing, like, Target emails me. You know, Lowe's, Home Depot, like, everyone that I have in my email list basically is a business. Is like, we're doing our best to keep this place clean. Like, we've made sure to double down on cleaning duties. Like everyone has said it. Like, it's literally everywhere.
Yeah. My daughter has a viola tutor who does it over the internet. So, like, they have a video call, and she'll kind of give her, you know, instruction and whatnot. So she lives in New York. And was saying it's the same there. Like, her school, she is going to be doing it, you know, classes over video call. And, you know, it's kind of interesting to be able to still have lessons, but over the internet, it's, like, not really affected at all by, you know, something like a virus. But, oh. I don't know. It's kind of a preview of coming attractions there. Spoiler alert.
Well, and the other thing that, because it was touched on one of the articles we will actually link to, which will probably get weaved in here in the various talks about the coronavirus. Yeah, we've never done online schooling at this scale. And it might be online officing more, too.
Yeah. Could this... be the nudge that sort of like makes people do more things online? I mean, I would say that the, you know, lessons that she's been taking have been pretty darn convenient, like not having to like drive to some teacher's house. and like, you know, all the inconvenience of that.
Yeah. I mean, it does not surprise me that that would be more convenient. Because, I mean, I remember having to sit, try to figure out something to do. I was old enough to drop my sister off at her piano lessons. Mm-hmm. But then I needed to figure out something to do for like an hour, because it didn't really pay to drive back to my parents' house, because basically by the time I drove back there, I'd have to turn back around. Mm-hmm. So, like, I always kind of had to figure out something to do in the nearby area. I mean, it was thankful that the library was nearby, so I'd probably usually went in there to kill an hour.
Well, that's not too bad.
Read some comics or something.
Nice.
I think that's how I normally did that. But yeah, I mean...
Oh, just a little...
But there is a...
Just a little tangent here.
inconvenience there.
The Vexley Library has started offering tabletop games for you to borrow, which I think is pretty cool. Like, you know, Settlers of Catan or, you know, other kinds of board games, like newer board games and things. Anyway, just a shout out for a library there.
Yeah, but I mean, even places like that are shutting down like their big gathering situations.
That's true. I read that. They were canceling all their activities.
Yeah, because I mean, it's just crazy out there. Like, there has been nothing in our life that is compared to this. And I wasn't also surprised that in the one article they talked about how much cleaner the air looked in China over the affected region because of how much consumerism did not happen during that time frame.
Yeah, they're saying the similar thing could happen here because the pollution is mostly caused by, you know, driving cars. So if people are driving less, not going to work, not going out places, that could, you know, make an appreciable difference. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's something is that they're definitely going to be travel concerns for the near future. You know, like what is definitely required of a business to travel on. And even some personal travel, like I guess in some ways I started thinking about it in a historical kind of context in that, you know, we always, I mean, it's been cited numerous times about how, you know, when Europeans came over, they gave diseases to the Indians that helped kill them. You know, with people literally flying around the world, like, and I mean, we had kind of been talking about it, like some of the tourism spots that there's so many people going to them, like they're being overwhelmed because so many people travel internationally now.
Yeah.
And that's,
well, it makes diseases spread pretty easily.
I guess, like I said, like I was thinking historically, yeah, but now we could historically do it because of how much we can fly all over the globe. And yeah, that looks like that will, at least for the time being, be cut down on, like, because it was at JetBlue and someone else already announced that they were stopping all flights.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I think that the announcement about the European travel ban was like on top of already bad news. Like, people were already not wanting to fly, but like having the airlines, you know, I would think that that's a good part of their business is flying back and forth from Europe.
International flights, yeah.
So that's like to totally eliminate that, basically, it's going to be tough to recover from.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be like, this is like an epic scale shakeup.
I don't know if you, did you see anything about what's going on with the oil markets too?
Like, they've been going, well, I mean, yeah, I've seen it. I paid $1.86 for gas one week. I haven't paid that since like I was a freshman in college, or that we were freshmen in college.
Yeah.
It might have dipped, like, I mean, I remember it being in the, you know, just double digits when we were kids. But it's been steady above a dollar and probably closer to two, I'd say, since the mid-90s? Like, it might have dipped once or twice, but I mean, and you don't usually even see it that cheap, honestly. Like, 230s?
Yeah.
To be consistently down, like, because it was 209 some places. So, I mean, I guess I've seen that the market has been really weird about gas.
Well, yeah, the Saudi Arabia, I guess, was trying to get Russia to limit their production of oil in order to make the prices go up. But Russia was like, oh, no, thanks. We're actually okay. We're going to increase the production. And then Saudi Arabia responded by totally increasing their production. So now it's like this, like, oversupply of oil, and it's like driving prices down, which is bad news for a lot of the American fracking companies, because now it's costing more money to drill the, you know, get the oil out than it is to, you know, sell it. So it doesn't really make sense to be, you know, extracting oil in that kind of environment, or natural gas, which they can kind of turn into oil. So,
oh,
so yeah, it's strange kind of like combination of things going on, I think.
Hey, yeah, like it's this is the damnedest thing. Like it's the first thing that got talked about at the office. Like, we had to do stuff still, but you know, I guess you don't even want like, they were talking about trying to grow the size of the office, but it's just like, you got to kind of grow the space then at this point. Like, if you want to, it sounds like if you want to have a large gathering, well, you don't really want to have large gatherings.
So did they talk about working from home or anything?
They were already talking about the possibility that that happens. So I actually think I'm going to take in my... the laptop here tomorrow to make sure I know what the hell I'm doing.
You need to load any software or anything on there?
I don't think so. I think I can remote in. But I'm going to take it in just to be safe, I guess.
Okay.
And make sure. Like, because it's a possibility. I mean, you do need to... It does help to have people nearby sometimes, but yeah, I mean, I could see not growing the office anymore. You know what I mean? Like, their plan was to grow bigger, but you almost need another facility or something like that. You know, like, if they're trying to limit group, because isn't, like, I've heard group limits is, oh, well, the wife, since she works at a hospital, not that she has anything to do with the procedure of the hospital, but she does work in one, so she hears about a lot of this stuff, that they're trying to keep gatherings under 100. So, I mean, it's, you know, 50 people at her office, 52. You know, like, that's kind of like, if you're trying to keep things under 100, and you do it by having two different buildings, you know, everyone remotes in, which I think would require its own, because, like, and going back to the online schooling, like, there are some people that I know that have terrible Wi-Fi, or that have terrible internet still. Like, our buddy Shahid, like, he only has 4 megs or something like that. He's like, you know, like, I don't know how much he can support on that low of a service. Like, if that kind of becomes more of a reality of remoting into places, like, there's some people that are not going to be as capable at doing that as others. So, I mean, I guess there is always going to be, it's crazy, like, there's going to be some level of that, I guess, but it's definitely going to be on a different scale, or a different supply chain kind of situation. Like, yeah. I feel like people had been trying to go more local recently, but I think that this might shift things to that almost out of necessity more.
So you think, I was thinking the opposite, like, it would make you more reliant on things like, you know, delivery services to kind of get you your stuff that you need, and you're not even, like, interacting with the people around you anymore.
Oh, I guess I was talking more about not bringing stuff in, like like fish gets flown in from the coast into Columbus, and I feel like it's. I remember Anthony Bourdain saying that Columbus actually got fairly good fish because it could, you know, it was a short trip from the coast. But, you know, does stuff like that get shipped in anymore? Or do we rely on what Ohio has for fish?
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess that was more my question. That what I was trying to get at, like, more of the supply chain shortens rather than, you know, just because we have a global supply chain. You know, how much does that get cut down on? Like, is we as weird as as much as I don't agree with the Trump shut the borders, his opinion, like, this kind of a situation almost calls for something like that to happen?
Well, I just feel like it's too, you know, it's like the horse has already left the barn in that situation.
Well, yeah.
They were estimating that there was like 100,000 people might have the virus in Ohio alone.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, it's definitely time to take measures to try to limit the spread of it, I would say. But, like, you can't really rely on keeping people out as, like, preventing. I mean, that might be part of it, but...
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, I think part of it's just going to be... There's definitely going to be, for the near future, I feel like there's going to be a reluctance on some people's part to do international travel themselves.
Well, it's, I think, being kind of heavily discouraged by most, like, work.
Yeah, for right.
Work, they're like, canceling all travel, you know.
Yeah.
Unless it's essential, which, you know, is not very often that sort of thing would be approved. So, they're telling us that they might close our building, and we were advised to, like, try to get all our stuff out today, just in case.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's been pretty hardcore, pretty weird. And, you know, weirdly close to home, I guess. Plus, they're canceling 3 weeks of kids' school, so that's going to be a little different. So, and you know, it's I think one thing for me, you know, or you, where we can work from home and it's not that big a deal. But, like, I think about, like, the economic impact overall of, like, people not just being able to go to work, or else, you know, going into work when they're not feeling well. So like
that has been. That's like one of those evergreen problems. And I'm not going to say that I'm much better than some people. On, you know, personally, where I always felt like I never wanted to use a sick day. But there are some times where people should just do it. You know, where they probably have caused, you know, obviously not on a coronavirus level, but... You know, there are always people that come into office sick, and it's just like, why did you do that?
Yeah, it kind of, like, ticks me off.
I was in a small office for most of my life, and there were people, you know, still within that small office where I'm like, really? You're going to come in here like that? Take the day. We have a week. Like, I know you're never sick for that much time. You know, like, unless you have, you know, unfortunately, a major surgery or something like that. Within the course of a year, most adults, if they keep themselves somewhat healthy, don't really need a whole lot more than 5 days, I don't feel like, is sick days. Well, maybe 10?
Yeah, I mean, it all depends, I guess, on your, like you say, your health. And if you count, like, being able to take time off to go to the doctors or something is... You know, quote unquote sick time or not.
Oh, yeah.
But it's, you know, I think people should have some kind of sick time. Like, that feels like, I don't know, you're really incentivizing people into coming into work sick if you're not going to be able to give them paid time off, you know, when they should be staying home.
Yeah, I mean, you could say that it's literally incentivized to come in at my office, because if you do not take a sick day, there is a bonus to be had.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, see, that sounds terrible to me.
I mean, you have sick time, but it's just like, yeah, like, you should really be dropping a clause like that. Like, that's one of those things. It's just like, nah, let's just do away with that, and we'll be good.
That's, yeah, I feel like that could be sending the wrong message. Like, come on, you got sick days, but what, are you gonna, some kind of puss? You're gonna take a sick day? Come on.
Yeah.
Don't take them, and then we'll give you a little bonus here on the side. But anyway, yeah, did we talk about the XFL season has been suspended, Kevin?
Well, that's it. I mean, and I think we didn't really touch on it much, but I did say that I was planning to be on the Penguins Blue Jackets game tonight. So yeah, it went from empty arena to not happening.
Yeah, just because of the risk of players having it and spreading it, you know, amongst themselves.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's, I mean, we have been speculating for a while about the fate of the XFL this season. I don't think we could have predicted suspended due to virus endemic.
Yeah. Yeah, pandemic. I mean, yeah.
That was not on the board there at the...
outcomes for the XFL. Like, if it ends because of a pandemic, that if someone took that on the Vegas odds for why the XFL 2.0 would fold...
that seems like a Cousin Sal type prop bet, maybe.
Yeah, it seems like a prop bet that could be out there some way.
Well, speaking of, I gotta think that those people in Vegas are not too thrilled by this outcome, considering there's really not going to be any sports to gamble on.
Yeah, I that is just the craziest thing. Like, to not have sports at all, like, I forget how much I watch it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I watch a lot. Like, if I'm home and I'm not watching wrestling, especially now, I'm watching hockey. And if we're home Saturday morning cleaning or just getting the menu together, I'm watching soccer. You know, the fundamentals of a game are going to change. Like... Are they going to end up going to smaller stadiums, more open-air stadiums?
I don't know. I mean, it still feels like a stadium would be too many people together, you know, too in close contact, unless they had, like, 6 feet radius, you know, clear space seating where each person can kind of be by themselves.
And, like, how expensive is that? How expensive would that seat be?
I mean,
like,
I think
that would be crazy.
A ridiculous idea. Or they could be, like, individual. Like, you could have your own kind of, like, mini little loges or something, maybe. I don't know.
Because, like, I mean, I guess to go to it, I have season tickets for both the Blue Jackets and, well, half season tickets to the Blue Jackets and full season to the Columbus Crew. That expense might completely go away by not any of my choosing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess are they going to be refunding your tickets for those games?
I don't know. They haven't come up with an answer. Like, it was hilarious that the ticket rep was hitting me up earlier this week about renewing my tickets for next year.
Wow.
You know, like, it's that time of the year. So, I mean, again, it's one of those things that the timing is hilarious now, quote unquote hilarious. Or looks bad, but it's the right, because the playoffs are almost here, and they want to book, they try to get you to sign up for playoffs and new season tickets. You know, just because it's, since it's March and the playoffs begin in mid-April there, you know, it's time to, yeah, we're about a month out from the playoffs or so.
Wow.
You know, so it's, you know, it's the right time, but it's just bad. It looks like bad timing now just because of what's ended up happening. And that was another article that, oh yeah, cause we already talked about that one, about how the Utah Jazz player like was in Washington. So it probably affected all these hockey teams that ended up using that stadium. Cause that's the other thing. About, especially with basketball and hockey, they're not related sport-wise, obviously, but they use the same arenas. Like, and it's not like a single-use arena. And, like, I guess I even wonder if something like that is even feasible, where everyone just needs to have their own arena. Like, but again, like, yeah, like,
you have
how small are they going to make crowds? Like, is there going to be any crowd whatsoever at sporting events? Like, I guess I would think that things are going to...
Well,
there's going to be some type of gatherings. Like, I know that there isn't going to be a ban on gatherings for, like, the rest of eternity, but...
Well, I think this kind of takes us into the another article that was... we had pinned here about, you know, this, we won't be going back to the way things used to be. This, kind of, you know, event will end up kind of nudging society in a certain direction.
Yeah.
And
yeah, we are living through like kind of maybe the biggest thing that's ever happened in our life. At this point,
yeah, I was like, talking to my mom today, and she couldn't remember anything like this happening, you know, in her life either. So, you know, maybe even longer than our lives.
Yeah, like, because obviously there are big things that I remember. The first big event that I really remember was the Challenger shuttle blowing up, because we were in Mrs. Wigman's class in fourth grade. And was Mr. C the principal at that point? They like came on to do a school-wide prayer after.
I thought it was Sister Mark for some reason.
Oh, it might have still been Sister Mark then. Yeah, I'm not sure. I can't remember when he took over.
I have a memory of her coming in and like turning on the television, and like we could see like a replay or something happen on the television. It was like pretty messed up, I felt like. I don't know.
But... Well, I remember watching it. I felt like we watched it live.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, it was one of those, the space shuttle launch, I remember how exciting those were.
Yeah.
Back in the day, like, like, because I was always almost glued to the TV anytime one happened. Like, if I was missing it because of school, I was kind of pissed off. At some point, like, that went away for me, but I definitely remember then, because I feel like we were just watching that in class, and then they came on to, you know, have everyone say a prayer for all the victims. So, like, that's, like, one of those first, like, big memorable moments for me, I guess. Obviously, 9/11 is one. Like, I don't remember if we saw the second tower get hit or not. because I remember just working at my office then, and someone always came in late, and she heard it on talk radio on her way in, so she had us turn on the TV to see, and we kind of watched things unfold from there. Because we just had a very small TV. Because it was I was in a very small office for most of my career here. And I remember watching it from that point. And I'm not sure how many other things, like, I felt like there is, like, this. Because, like, with the Challenger, there wasn't really a shift. Like, I guess I remember it being a moment. There was definitely a shift in things after 9/11 happened, I would say. But this is even, like, way bigger than that. Like, I mean, as much as that obviously changed things, this is, like, this is literally a global thing that's happening.
And the thing after 9/11 was like, oh, we can't, you know, do such and such or else the terrorists win, right? Like, we have to keep on with our lives, you know, as they were before. And this time it's like, no, we can't. The show doesn't have to go on. We're going to cancel everything. And, everybody's going to stay home and not go anywhere. it's a totally different kind of, it's really hard to get excited about anything, related to that, I would say, at least for me.
Well, yeah, it's kind of weird because we still have a trip slated for this weekend. It's driving. We're not going to be in a large crowd. We're going to Falling Water and Kentuck Knob that were both designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. So I think we're in the safe zone as far as, the crowd to the crowd ratio.
Yeah.
But it's still something that there's like, I feel weird being excited about this right now. Like, I've kind of, for whatever reason, waited to go there. And then this whole thing kind of breaks out. And it's like, yeah, you're really not supposed to travel if you don't have to. And it's just like, yeah, I'm kind of traveling a little bit.
Yeah.
But again, like, I don't think anything's going to be overcrowded. And I mean, I guess it'd be interesting to see if some buildings downsize.
Downsize?
Like large, like skyscrapers and stuff like that.
Oh, that's like a trend in the future?
Yeah, it's a trend in the future.
I don't know. That could be, you mean, that's the sort of thing that seems like it could have been maybe a bit of a trend ongoing? Because I feel like, at least here in Columbus, some of the big buildings downtown were having trouble getting filled all the way.
Oh.
But, this could be a sort of a reinforcing move in that direction. And I feel like people were already having, like, more tendency to do things online in terms of, like, having meetings online, video conferencing. So this could be more of a push in that direction to kind of, like, accelerate things in that way.
Right.
Because the article had mentioned that it's still very common for, like, people and executives to just fly into basically a meeting place by the airport and have, like, a meeting for, an hour or two or whatever, and then just get on their planes and fly back home.
Yeah, I mean, that always seemed a little wasteful to me. Like, I know that there is I think there's some use to working things out face to face. But you can do that by video conferencing. But again, like, our internet can get a little wonky in our office. If you have multiple people running Skype calls,
it gets a little tricky.
Yeah, like I mean, there is that. Like, I mean, I even think that our office, it would be a little bit tricky to have that many people doing that at once.
Well, yeah, that's too bad.
You know, like, I'm not saying that that's not what's going to happen, because there's a strong possibility that that's going to happen way more frequently, but people are going to have to, like, the whole 5G thing that everyone's crowing about, they're going to need to figure out 6G in a quicker fashion.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure why it takes so long just to add another G. Like, that seems like it would be pretty simple, but I don't know. I guess I'm no mobile network expert or anything. I'm just a simple simple computer programmer.
Yeah, I don't know how those things work either.
Yes. But yeah, so I mean, this article mentioned a couple reasonable, I think, potential things to look out for, I guess, how the society could change. I guess on the upside, it could lead to less pollution. So it would be like a semi, you know, happy ending.
Well, I guess, yeah, I guess it was kind of interesting that they were talking about that it really might be the death of mass transit. Which is kind of crazy, you know, like, that was one of those things that people were definitely pushing as far as a solution to climate change, buses and things of that nature. And there's going to have to be a different solution, evidently, because that's definitely something that the wife took the bus, and I'm not going to say that she got sick from the bus, but I can definitely report that there were sick people on her bus on the regular.
Mm-hmm.
So it is not surprising if that was a breeding ground for communicable diseases.
Yeah, I mean,
like, the Keller me surprised on something like that. Like, I remember my now not friend Sean. He really had a problem with buffets. And it was one of those things where I remember fond memories of buffets as a child.
Oh, yeah. Well, you maybe remember the same place. I don't know if you guys ever went to Haas's...
Yes, Haas's Steakhouse, baby. Steakhouse. Yeah. Yeah, definitely loved me a buffet, especially at Haas's.
That was a big thing to look forward to. And I would always stuff myself to the point where I was, like, in pain. And yet, somehow, this was me getting my money's worth?
You were showing them, Ken.
Yeah, I guess so.
You were eating your way past your past whatever that price point was.
Well, I suppose I was being just as logical, Kevin, as some of the people who were out there stockpiling toilet paper.
Oh, I thought there was more to mine from that other one before going to the toilet paper, but hey.
Well, I mean, I'm just looking at our...
We could go for a long time. Like, this might be, like, it is kind of weird. Like, I guess I didn't think about that. Do we have any other topics possible right now? You know, it's kind of funny. Like, I didn't think about the impact on the OPA. But, I mean, there is still going to be stuff. It's just going to be more remote, I guess.
Well, yeah. It certainly is.
Like, our show will not be remote, personally, but, you know, the topics will still come to us, I guess, in a similar fashion as they have been, honestly. Like, we get them for the interwebs. We don't really go out and report on these things.
No, we can reveal it here that we don't go out and report on these all these different news items that we bring you. Yeah, I mean, this week I just feel like it is for sure the biggest thing, and it's probably a very historic thing that's going on right now. So there's kind of multiple facets to it, I think, that we're kind of trying to get to here.
it could be, and will be obviously in an unfolding situation. The toilet paper thing is bonkers. Because I buy a giant packet at Sam's for our house, and it lasts for months. But when things hit, our roommate happens to be originally from China, and he was concerned that we weren't going to have enough toilet paper. And it's like, dude, this stuff lasts us for months. Chill out. Like, it's not the apocalypse. But like, unfortunately, there are going to be some people that are not very fortunate during these events, unfortunately.
Well, my wife was at Target this afternoon, and she said that there really wasn't any kind of paper products there, like toilet paper, available for purchase.
I think everyone has seen it. Like, if you're awake, I guess, everyone has seen these pictures, because I got an email from Sam saying they're doing their best to keep the shelves stocked. So I assume that to mean to me, don't come in. We do not have any here right now. Please lay off.
Yeah.
And honestly, last weekend when the wife and I went shopping, they had hand sanitizers, maximum of a 5 that you could purchase.
Oh, I've heard they've been having trouble keeping those in stock too. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they were pretty ransacked, but they did have a limit of 5 purchase.
I feel like I should just jump in and just say, there's really no reason. Like, hand sanitizer isn't better than using soap and water. Like, there's no need to, like, go out seeking hand sanitizer, especially.
I don't know why. Like, I always feel like that makes my hands feel nasty. Like, I really prefer soap and water.
Yeah, I mean,
honestly, like, just is a feel to my hands, I like soap better.
That's true. I think as a you know, the lazy factor.
How sissy does that sound?
The laziness factor.
Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, the laziness factor leans towards using hand sanitizer. It's like a one-step process. You just rub it on your hands and you're basically done. Whereas washing, you're getting your hands wet and then soapy and then sudsing. And you're supposed to wait 20 seconds.
Yes.
Or sing happy birthday twice, famously.
How is that famous? That's famous?
Yeah, I would say it's famous.
Really? I have never heard of that, sir.
Well, I don't know. I feel like that is a... everybody... I've heard it from multiple people.
I want to say that... it was supposed to be 12 seconds or something like that. The faucets at... one of the clients that I used to work for, the famous fast food restaurant. I want to say that it was 12 seconds that their hold open normally lasted, not 20, for how long they keep the water running for you to wash your hands. So I guess that's why I'm not thinking. I have not heard the sing happy birthday twice.
Okay.
Does it really work? Have you tried it?
I've tried it. I mean, it worked in the sense that I washed my hands.
Did you last the whole 20 seconds, Mr. Phillips?
Yeah. I mean, I was able to pull through there. It was possible to do, for me, at least. But I had, I guess I originally had thought that when you wash your hands, you're basically just like, sliding the virus off your hands and down the drain. But it turns out that it's actually like, when soap will like get oil off your hands, it will reach in and like take the fatty parts of the virus out. And that's kind of like the cement that's holding the virus together.
Oh.
So to basically like tear apart the viruses. But it takes a little bit of time to kind of work. So that's why that you're supposed to wait 20 seconds to kind of let that action take place.
Ah.
So yeah, it was, I guess, even better than I had thought originally, that it just basically got it off your hands. But this kind of like totally wipes it out.
Yeah. It exfoliates.
In
a way, like if it pulls out the oil, like that to me would be an exfoliation
type
process.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because that's when you pull something out of your skin, sir.
Oh, is that what that is? Okay. Yes. Well, then
pull all the stuff out, the bad stuff out of your pores.
Yeah, I mean, I that makes sense. Get some of that oils out of there, because that's the other thing that makes your hands like particularly vulnerable to catching germs is that they're kind of like naturally stickier and like kind of oily, so they make a good surface for germs to land on. And then, of course, people love touching their face. It's the best, apparently.
I touch my face a lot. I've got to throw that out there, whether it's just to kind of stroke the chin.
Right.
Lean on the chin. Lean on the chin on the other side.
Sometimes I will, rub my brow.
The ever famous face palm.
Yes. Face palm, the nose scratch, the eye rub. We could go on and on. But yeah, it's hard to resist touching your face, so...
Yeah.
Just kind of keep your hands washed.
I can't believe that we didn't think the world famous... What happens to the world famous noogie? That you always committed on your younger brothers.
Well, the... I feel like the handshake has kind of morphed into the elbow bump these days, Kevin.
I hope we can at least keep it fist bump.
I don't know.
Are we really committed to the elbow bump?
Well, I'm just thinking, can we think of a less contagion-friendly version of the noogie that could kind of live on instead of, completely dying out? Or is the noogie just doomed? I mean, there's no way to...
Maybe we just have to need to get a noogie stick.
Ah.
Put someone, I guess maybe you could put someone in stocks and then get a noogie stick. It just acts as a hand, but you've got to rub it from far away.
This is reminding me of you.
Like way too much work though. Like,
do you remember that scene?
Older brothers would have a hard time executing this.
Did you see the Doctor Strange movie?
Oh, Doctor Strangelove?
No, Doctor Strange.
The
Marvel movie.
Yes.
Do you remember the scene where he throws that weird device at the bad guy and it clamps on all around his body? And I was just thinking when you were talking, I'm like, well, if you had something like that that also had a little attachment that came up and gave somebody a noogie.
Yeah, it's like an Iron Man attachment. You just shoot off a gloved hand, and it does the noogie for you.
Yeah, I think That would be optimal, because that really still gives you the noogie without giving you the, you know, danger of, you know, passing on the virus there.
Yeah, well, and that's another one where, like every industry is getting hit. Like, Fast and Furious 9, they were already advertising it, but they're pushing it to next year, the debut of it.
Hmm.
It was supposed to be, because it's going to be April of next year now.
Oh, wow. So they're, like, waiting until, like, maybe after they think a vaccine will be out even.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's an unprecedented level of changery going on here. Like, just, this scale is crazy, man. It
seems to be, like, especially easy to transmit for some reason. I don't know if it's, like, the shape of the virus makes it easy to pass from person to person or what have you. But it, from what I'm, like, reading, especially, like, in nursing homes where it would get in there, it seems like it is pretty contagious and easy to pass from person to person.
Yeah, I mean, that's where, unfortunately, the most damage, much like the flu, because, I mean, it is still basically a strain of the flu, the coronavirus, because it's in the same family, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
I'm not sure.
Because I feel like I remember reading that, and it's not, I know it's not in either of the articles, I don't think, that it was, you know, similar to bird flu, and what was the other disease that...
Swine flu.
Hmm. That, like, it's not the same, obviously, but it's a mutation of those.
Well, the symptoms seem to be, like, particularly mild, which probably hurts in the sense that it makes it more likely that people are going to go out and about when they're not feeling, like, you know, they're feeling a little sick.
What was it? Oh, one of the referees said that he worked the game but didn't feel any symptoms until 72 hours later.
Hmm.
For one of the college basketball teams. Or leagues. So it's just like, yeah, like stuff like that's happening too.
Wow. I guess this will be an ongoing story in some ways, so...
It's literally going to be impossible not to. Like, I guess we had a backup subject for tonight, but we've hit the hour mark quite easily.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, there's probably more to talk about the next time we meet.
Yeah, I mean, who knows what will happen in the meantime.
Yeah, I might already be working from home. But I mean, honestly, that's why I figure I may as well kind of get used. Like, I didn't want to take this stuff in, but it's looking like a real possibility here.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of the way things are looking to me, to be headed.
Yeah, so I would not be surprised, because... They're also, you know, they're worried that the city is going to shut down for at least a temporary time period, which would mean, you know, a hold on construction.
Mm.
You know, so we're not going to be doing anything if there's a hold on, you know, like that is obviously a large portion of business. Like, you know, if construction is on hold for a... Literally, it's possible a couple of months.
They were, I think I was reading in Italy right now, the only things that are open are the hospitals and grocery stores. So I don't know if that's where things are heading for us, but that's pretty scary. I mean, you can imagine then people's instinct to buy more would probably be increased even. So,
yeah, I mean, at some point I do feel like I should go out and at least buy one extra package, but I mean, I'm still not really in fear. Like, I feel like we still have a couple of months worth, down in the old basement there. Like, just because, I mean, with only three people in the house, we do not tear through toiletries all that quickly.
You know, I thought it was interesting, the reason people go for toilet paper in particular is because, like, they want to feel, like, some sense of control over things that are happening. And, you know, the idea of buying this toilet paper, it's, like, a smart thing to do because, you know, people are going to, you know, it's going to be out of stock or something, or it's going to be price gouged later. and for some, yeah. they said the size and kind of like big, colorful packaging is like a reason too. Like,
it cheers them up.
I think it kind of increases the feeling of, you know, control over the kind of the forces that are whatever is happening at the time. Because it always seems to be toilet paper. So that was an interesting take on things. Worth checking that article out. But, yeah. I think we're to the bell time beer here, Kevin.
Oh, and I still have a little bit of finishing to do here. So I guess there might be a video game to be had still.
All right.
You know, you and this could be the future of the Beltane beers. On it, well, no, I mean, it's one of those things where it might be more canned. You know, like I might not be going out to the brewery. Like all the breweries announced no growlers.
Oh wow!
No growler fills. You're either getting it in a can or on tap.
Interesting.
Or, you know, if they still do glass, which I feel like a lot of people have moved to the cans recently. So I feel like there's far more canned product than ever before, honestly. So yeah, but that was kind of funny. This upcoming trip, I was thinking about, I'm like, oh, maybe I won't buy any beer. Maybe I'll just go and grab, you know, some cans at a couple of establishments and go from there. And then Brian even joked about possibly the restaurants being shut by the time we went there. But anyway, I guess I digressed from our Beltane beer talk. BrewDog Elvis Juice. It is definitely one of my more favorite fruited IPAs.
Yeah.
I believe it won bronze one year at the Great American Beer Festival in the fruited beer category. So that does to me speak to its quality. It's very mild. It's definitely grapefruity, but it doesn't give you that pucker from the grapefruit either, which, I appreciate because, yeah, I don't really like the acidity of a grapefruit necessarily.
Yeah. The grapefruit, it doesn't have the sweetness that you would get from maybe a different kind of fruited beer. So I almost forget that it is, you know, a fruit beer. But I don't know, grapefruit goes good with the beer taste in my book. So, and this is a good blend of the two. We went with a bigger can this week. I didn't realize it when I was buying the beer, but it's
yeah, maybe that's why I'm not finished. That'll be my excuse.
Yeah.
Actually, I felt like I had drank so much last weekend that I needed to dry out a little bit.
Oh, well, there you go.
So this past Stunt Granny Audio, it was impossible. I did not have a Beltane beer that show. So hey, at least I have one of the shows this week.
All right. Well, there we go.
Okie dokie, grandkids. At DeFrango11, at Gozer33. Brand is at Stunt Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, or wherever you may listen to us. And have a good night.
See ya.